aspect of hair salons has been around for ages. Barbershops were very common because Romans were very particular about their appearance. These barbershops also introduced waxing, manicures, and pedicures. Although Romans weren't the only ones that cared about their appearance, this is obviously a proven fact that barbershops and hair salons were something that were common and they're growing every single day. People even back in 296 BC cared how they looked. Although people back then cared how they looked more from a cultural standpoint and somewhat religious, even nowadays we care about how we look for something that is more self-uplifting. And I ask the question, why? Why are hair salons such a big social experience for us Americans? I walked around downtown Carmel asking salons. Although most of them said no or were somewhat busy, there was one hair salon that I had an amazing conversation with and that really helped me understand the big social experience behind a hair salon. Salon Anise is a hair salon located in Indianapolis, Indiana. This hair salon is predominantly African American, which then led to my question, do different cultures have different aspects of hair salons? And is the experience different for Caucasian hair salons and African American hair salons? So before I even started asking her questions about the culture behind a beauty salon and what a beauty salon means to her, I decided to ask her, why did she want to become a stylist?
By me being the little girl coming into the salon that did that, I think it had a lot to do with it, but I think it also is like the gifts or the talents, I will say the talents that God gives you, which geared me toward what my career choice is. I believe this is, I consider ministry, so I consider it something completely different. So I believe this is what God made me for, one of the things that he's given me, a platform for. But as a little girl going into the salon, I think as a little kid, I've always wanted this career. So when I went into the salon, it kind of piqued my interest a little bit more. So I mostly stayed up underneath my stylist, you know, because of, you know, the different things she did. And I asked her, why you do that? Why this? Why that? You know, in different ways of her artistry, or shampooing hair, or conditioner. Why'd you use that instead of this? You know, so I think that's what cultivated me from being young and coming into the salon and really being under, watching, you know, the movements of the salon, really watching.
Now, before I start interviewing Miss Heather, I knew we were going to get into somewhat of a ministry. You see, Miss Heather goes to my church, so I know she's very passionate about her ministry and her being a Christian. So I asked her, how does her ministry affect her company or her brand?
It just depends on how you want to carry your brand and how your name wants to get out there. Do you want to be known as a stereotypical salon, or do you want to be known as a professional environment? So I've had the best of both worlds, and I choose to be professional, and I choose to cater to my clients, because that's basically what it is, catering to my clients. I try to every now and then ask them, okay, if it could be something different, what would it be? You know, I switch it up in the room so that when they come in, you never know what you're going to get, what you're going to expect, you know what I mean? So I cater to my brand. And that is my ministry, you know.
So, being a ministry, do you think that affects also the customers, kind of like the customers you get in?
Yeah, because sometimes people can come in here, they've had a whirlwind of a day. And, you know, when they come in, you can kind of sense that, and it's like, okay, what's wrong? Sometimes they'll share, sometimes they won't. Either way, by the time they leave here, they're in a different frame of mind. I make sure that a simple touch is what we need in life. You can have a bad day, but if someone comes up and touches you, that's the most powerful thing ever. We're second in line of doctors as far as touching goes. We're right underneath caring. We get as close to people as doctors do. So we have to make sure that that touch is a powerful and a loving touch.
So after I got done asking her the typical questions to just to get to know her better, I thought I would transition into the culture behind the beauty salon.
You know, the professionalism, it could be the communication, the integrity of the salon, cultural. I just think it's something that we've always done. I can remember as a little girl going to the beauty salon. Like, that's something that is, I think, a part of us, a part of the Black experience, you know, the Black culture. I don't know, it's a really hard question to answer because it's something that's been so a part of us forever. So it's something that's always been here with us. You know what I mean? But different things happen as a result of being here. I don't know.
So after I somewhat got an idea behind the culture of an African American salon, we started talking about how does being a young teenager going to a salon and your stylist is the same race as you affect your confidence and affect the way you kind of look at yourself.
Do you think there's a point where it turns into relying, for example, like females that don't really like the hair texture that come in and get summons? Do you think there comes a point where it's like you're relying on the external to feel good? Like,
Some people can fall into that. I actually have younger girls. My younger girls who are in like high school age, they can fall into that. And on my wall, I have Be Your Own Kind of Beautiful and Be You. I make a point in that because I want everybody to realize you're beautiful within yourself. You may be different, but you're a beautiful different. You know, so sometimes people can fall into that kind of stereotypical kind of thing, where they are, you know, feeling like this makes me, this extra long hair makes me, you know, and I try to pull people out of that to help them to know you make you, you know, not hair, not short hair, long hair, any of that. You make you. Whether you got short hair, long hair, you still cute. You still you.
So kind of speaking about that too, do you think for girls that are in high school, do you think them coming to an African-American based salon and them being African-American kind of helps them with their confidence and kind of embracing their hair in general?
Yes, I think it helps. It definitely does help because when you're in high school, those are critical times. So, you know, you don't want to walk around with your hair looking crazy or whatever. So, of course, you want to come in, you want to build a relationship and kind of get your hair, you know, growing and healthy and all that, because in high school, you really are on self-image a lot. So, you know, just like you getting a line, you know, you got to keep your line crisp. Just like young ladies, they have to come in and get their hair serviced. And like a lot of young girls, I talk to a lot of them, and help a lot of them like studies and, you know, just talking to them and having someone outside of their family to talk to.
I then asked the question, well, how does society portray African-American hairstyles? And does this affect the culture behind the salon?
I'm just in a place right now where I think that African-American salon just gets a bad rap about a lot of stuff, and I'm just at a place where I don't think that's always the truth, because there are good ones out there that don't have that kind of, you know, thing going on. So I'm at a place now where I'm just at a place, you know. I know this is off topic, but I looked up professional hairstyles and I looked up unprofessional hairstyles. Could you imagine what's unprofessional hairstyles? Could you imagine what unprofessional hairstyles are? So, professional was all white. Unprofessional, they were all black. That's sad to me.
Now, after I got done interviewing her, I ended up doing some research, and this was unfortunately somewhat true. Unprofessional hairstyles, when I typed it in on Google, had nothing but afros, curly hair, and box braids. And it kind of brought up the question, why do people think this is unprofessional? But then on the other hand, they had professional, which was just Caucasian hairstyles.
Because I think that stereotypes have made it that way. So I feel some kind of way, you know what I mean? Because there are bad sides to our salon, but I think there's bad sides to us. You know what I mean? To the industry, to the business, or whatever. But I think, but there are, you know, some pop it off salons where it gets.
So my final question to wrap everything up was, do you think salons impact people in their self-esteem?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I do. It has its benefits. It has its benefits. This is the place where you go for complete and total healing. So you're getting your hair together. You're getting your look together. You're building your self-esteem up, you know. So this is a place of healing. So absolutely. Yes.
Overall, after I got done interviewing Miss Heather, I came to the conclusion that beauty salons is more than just a job or just going to get your hair done. It's a social experience in and of itself. So to go back to my question on why beauty salons have such a big cultural meaning behind them and why it's such a big social thing here in America, it kind of goes back to one thing: building friendships and trust between your stylists. You go in for something so simple as getting your hair done and feeling beautiful, but you come out with something bigger and better, a friendship. This has been Joe for WHJE, and you're listening to Society.